Michelle Termanson. Hello, Michelle. Happy Riverboat Days week.
Hi, Jeff.
And John Kraft. Hello to you.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
I got a lot of big questions for you guys today, but I'm guessing you'll know all the answers. First question, where do we start? Honestly, where do we start with all of this? Where's a good place to start?
Well, John and the guys have already started.
You never quit, really, from last year, did you?
No, it's kind of an ongoing process.
Yeah. You
know? We're getting ready to get set up. We'll start setting up Wednesday, and then hopefully by Friday evening, we're ready to go.
All right, so I'm a radio guy. I'm reading the weather all the time. Looks like it's going to warm up a little bit, but I'd say probably pretty average and normal stuff coming.
Should be pretty good. It might be a little bit warm during the middle of the day on Saturday, but even now Sunday when I checked this morning, it looks like it's coming down just a bit.
Yep.
So, but there'll be a nice south breeze, it looks like. So hopefully everybody will still come down and check it out.
Let's go to the website, riverboatdays.com. And Michelle, I see the schedule is up in all its glory, and there's a lot there.
There is a lot there. A lot to pack in through the weekend, but it'll all be worth it. Come down and see.
Riverboatdays.com. Click on schedule if you want to check that out. Oh, I know what we could start with. We could start with some law and order, maybe some rules of Riverboat Days, because, you know, it just is helpful when people follow certain rules. And I think pets is a big one that you probably would want to stress here this morning.
I love our furry friends.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. But when our furry friends do something that we don't want them to do in the park, other people get annoyed by it. And we just ask that you not bring them down to the park. It's hot. They just, you know, aren't a place for it.
Yeah. Leave them home. Bring them something home, right? Bring them something.
Right. Yeah. Right.
John, if you were stressing a rule or a guideline this morning, what would it be?
You know, I think just have some patience with one another. Have a good time. Just support the vendors that are down there. They've all traveled in from quite a ways away, the arts vendors, the food vendors. Just come down and have a good time and be kind to one another.
Yeah, be nice. Very good. So let's talk parking a little bit. Of course, parking's at a premium, and there are places that sell parking spots, but that shuttle is really a nice option. Michelle, what do you say about the shuttle this year?
The shuttle will run every 15 to 20 minutes. There are several places that you can be picked up and leave your car in a parking lot.
Is one of them my house? You don't have that this year?
No, but you live close to me, so I could pick you up if you want me to.
I could drive my golf cart over to your place. We can carpool. Good, good, good.
Perfect.
Okay. Where else?
Okay, so you can go to the center, park in their parking lot, Yankton Middle School East parking lot, the Avera Rehabilitation and Wellness Center parking lot, and the Yankton Mall. And all of those places will bring you down to Riverside Park and take you back to your car. It runs from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Friday. Saturday, it runs 8 a.m. to 12 a.m. and Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m.
And drive slow, especially when you're in the area. Little kids so excited. Their last days of vacation, the rides and all that. So go slow.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
All right. Well, let's talk entertainment, because I know you have worked very hard to bring in quality folks. And who wants country and who wants rock this morning?
John's the rocker.
John's the rocker. Okay, rocker John.
Well, that's Friday night. Friday night, we're going to start the night out with the Lugnuts, the old Yankton standbys that have gotten back together to come down and play for us Friday night. They'll open the night about 6:15 or 6:30, kind of depending on how everything goes during the day to set up. And then Kat Perkins is going to be our opener for Dorothy. Kat was on The Voice a few years ago. And then our headliner will be Dorothy. She's out of Los Angeles and just a powerhouse of a band. Played some songs with Slash, and she's got some new music out there. So looking forward to seeing her.
LA's got crazy traffic, but this might be the one time of the year that Yankton has even crazier traffic.
She'll feel right at home.
Yeah, she will. And Kat, I've met Kat before. Kat's wonderful, and I highly recommend Kat. And I'm excited for the Friday night lineup and equally excited for Saturday. So country girl Michelle Termanson, what's up for Saturday night?
Well, we have local Elizabeth Joe again this year. We had such a great turnout for Elizabeth, we decided to invite her back. And she starts about 6:30. And then we have Boomtown Saints opening for Chancey Williams. I've been watching a lot of videos on Boomtown Saints and Chancey, and I'm really impressed and excited for them both to come. It's going to be fun.
I think people are really going to like them. And, you know, sometimes when you haven't heard of someone, and I'm not saying that people haven't, because they have, but it's a chance to get to know them. And then one day we'll probably be saying, hey, I saw them when they were here in Yankton.
Well, a few years ago, remember, we had an unknown gal named Megan Maroney here. She's pretty popular these days.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
Yeah, we try our best to try and find some up-and-coming artists to stop by, and hopefully we hit on one again this year.
Please tell me we're doing fireworks again this year.
We are. They'll shoot them off across the bridge like usual. That'll be right after Cat Perkins on Friday night, so we'll shoot those at 10 o'clock. And Premier Pyrotechnics out of Missouri, they do a fantastic job with that show, and it's always one of the best in the state.
Anything new that's happening this year that maybe hasn't happened for a while or ever before? We're used to the normal things, but anything you want to mention that deserves some attention?
There's just a few new arts vendors down there. I know Yankton Area Arts does a fantastic job of bringing in new and different arts vendors. So there's always something new on that side. We found a few new food vendors as well. We're going to also do the beanbag tournament again. We had that kind of on a smaller scale last year, so we'll expand that a bit this year. But it's just a great time to come down and enjoy the park. The city does a fantastic job keeping the park up, and it's a nice riverside setting, so just come down and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you want to mention all the volunteers, all 100 or 200 volunteers that you have?
Yes.
500.
500?
I kind of like counted last night, you know? Yeah, there's about 500 volunteers.
A lot of unsung heroes in there, right?
Right, yes. Wow. Right. And maybe I could mention that we do have some paid volunteers to help out some local groups. And I just want to mention that Momardi helps us a lot. Men's soccer, women's volleyball, Mount Marty football, they all come down and help us. And in turn, we give a little bit of money to their program to help out.
Mm-hmm. It takes a village, right?
It absolutely does. Also, Yankton Cross Country, the National Guard, Gayville Volun, some of their athletic teams come and help us. So there's a lot of people around the area that help.
Hey, let's talk raffle. I know you can buy raffle tickets at the information booth, but can people get them now? And they should, shouldn't they?
They should. They're being sold at Explorers Credit Union right now through the week until Riverboat Day starts.
And some big prizes again this year?
Yes, $400 or $500 cash prizes. And I don't think we have time for me to go through them all because there's a lot. And a lot of nice gift cards.
But $400 or $500 cash prizes is probably the headline out of that.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, let me wrap it up by asking you a question I ask every year, and I don't know if it's changed, but your favorite thing about Riverboat Days. John, what would you say?
You know, I think it's just seeing everybody down there having a good time. You know, it's a lot of work putting it together, and it's just really rewarding to see everybody down there having a great time that weekend. So,
and the one food thing you have to have, got to ask you that too?
A Euro. Okay. I'm still stuck on the old Euros, but I got to have one every year.
Well, I hope I don't buy the last one, and you're behind me in line. Michelle, same question, favorite part, and a must-have food item.
Well, I think the bands for me. I love seeing people having fun out there and having a beer with their friends. Favorite food item for me is always SDSU ice cream. That's my thing.
Well, treat yourself for all your hard work. I hope you do. Thank you, and have a great rest of the week. Thanks for all of your hard work, and we'll see you at the park.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Jeff. Thank you.